The IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Thursday, July 30, 2026. Good evening. Tonight's technology picture is unusually clear. The biggest platforms are still growing quickly, but the practical story is about cost, control, and security. Apple reported a record June quarter and launched a new device leasing option. Microsoft said Azure crossed $100 billion in annual revenue, while Microsoft 365 Copilot passed 30 million paid seats. Windows administrators face a slow-moving secure boot certificate transition, and CISA latest exploited vulnerability update puts a Cisco firewall management flaw on the urgent list. First, Apple. The company reported fiscal third quarter revenue of $109.4 billion, up 16% from a year earlier. Diluted earnings per share reached $2.02, up 29%. Apple said iPhone, Mac, services, total revenue, and earnings per share all set June quarter records. Its installed base of active devices also reached an all-time high. There is an important footnote. Apple said gross margin included a favorable effect of roughly 2 percentage points from tariff refunds, and earnings per share included an 11-cent favorable tariff refund impact. The quarter is still strong, but not every improvement should be described as purely operational momentum. For consumers, platform strength does not create an automatic reason to upgrade. A supported device with a healthy battery that performs the work you need may remain the better financial choice. For small businesses, standardizing on a few Apple models can simplify support, but only when ownership, enrollment, backups, recovery keys, updates, and employee offboarding are managed. Apple also launched Apple Upgrade in the United States. Apple describes it as a hardware leasing program provided by Klarna. Advertised starting payments include $17.99 per month for iPhone and $11.99 per month for Apple Watch for eligible customers. The low monthly number is the hook. The complete agreement is the decision. Before enrolling, read the term, early termination rules, return and damage conditions, insurance requirements, and total cost. Ask what you own after the final scheduled payment. Leasing can make sense for someone who intentionally upgrades on a fixed cycle. Buying may be better for someone who keeps a phone for 4 or 5 years, replaces a battery once, and resells or hands down the device. Apple and Ford also announced that Apple Maps will be integrated directly into Ford's upcoming universal electric vehicle platform through MapKit for automotive. The integration is planned for 2027. It is expected to provide turn-by-turn directions, real-time traffic and incident information, place search, and electric vehicle routing. Ford said its new mid-size electric vehicle is expected to be priced around $30,000. This is deeper than simply projecting a phone screen. The vehicle maker can embed and customize the navigation experience. Buyers should still ask what works without a phone or paid data plan, how long updates will continue, how location history can be deleted, what happens when the vehicle changes owners, and whether subscriptions are required later. Now to Microsoft, AI, and cloud infrastructure. Microsoft reported quarterly revenue of $90 billion, up 18%, with operating income of $40.6 billion. Microsoft Cloud revenue reached $59.3 billion, up 27%. Chief Executive Satya Nadella said Azure annual revenue surpassed $100 billion for the first time, and Microsoft 365 Copilot reached more than 30 million paid seats. That scale explains why every business is being sold AI. Artificial intelligence is now tied directly to cloud consumption, subscriptions, identity, storage, and long-term contracts. The right response for a small organization is not to buy a license for everyone, and it is not to ban every AI tool. Run a controlled pilot. Choose a small group with a repetitive workflow. Define what data is allowed. Keep passwords, customer secrets, regulated records, and private financial information out unless the product and contract explicitly support that use. Measure time saved and corrections required. Renew retention, sharing, permissions, and audit logs. Continue only if the value exceeds the license, training, oversight, and security costs. A paid seat is not proof of productive use. Shelfware, hallucinated output, accidental exposure, and unchecked automation can turn a small efficiency promise into a larger cleanup job. Next, Windows Secure Boot. Microsoft's current guidance warns that older Windows Secure Boot certificates begin expiring in 2026. Secure Boot helps a computer trust the software that starts before Windows. Updating that trust chain is more sensitive than a normal application patch because firmware, boot settings, encryption, recovery environments, and older hardware can interact in unexpected ways. Most home users should keep Windows Update enabled, install firmware from the computer manufacturer, and avoid registry hacks or unofficial certificate fix downloads. If BitLocker is enabled, make sure the recovery key is backed up before major firmware work. Businesses should inventory hardware, verify recovery key escrow, patch representative test systems, include rarely used and remote computers, test boot and recovery, and keep evidence of the device, firmware, update state, and result. Do not disable secure boot just to make an update problem disappear. That can weaken startup protection while hiding the real support issue. Finally, cybersecurity. CISA latest known exploited vulnerabilities catalog release includes CVE-2026-2316. The issue affects Cisco Secure Firewall Management Center, formerly Firepower Management Center. CISA describes a hard-coded password weakness that could let an unauthenticated remote attacker log in with a low-privileged account and access sensitive data. The entry was added July 29, with an August 1 federal remediation deadline. The federal deadline applies to covered agencies, but the catalog is valuable to everyone because inclusion means there is evidence of exploitation in the wild. Organizations running the product should follow Cisco's advisory, identify affected versions, remove management interfaces from direct internet exposure, apply the fixed release or mitigation, and renew logs. Look for unusual authentication, new accounts, configuration changes, and outbound connections. If compromise is suspected, preserve evidence before resetting or rebuilding. The larger lesson is that a firewall can create false confidence when its management plane is exposed, weakly segmented, or not monitored. Security appliances are high-value targets because they sit at trusted boundaries. Tonight's action list is simple. Home users should check software updates, verify a recent backup, and resist replacing a working device only because the monthly payment looks small. Small businesses should export their subscription list, identify unused AI and cloud licenses, and choose one measurable AI pilot. Administrators should renew the secure boot transition, verify BitLocker recovery keys, and check Cisco firewall management exposure. Everyone should test recovery, not merely confirm that a backup job says it completed. The headline for tonight. Big tech's numbers are getting bigger, but customers should audit the bill and protect the control plane. Apple and Microsoft are expanding device, cloud, and AI ecosystems, while Windows and Cisco administrators face security work that cannot be postponed. This has been Jennifer Hudson with the IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Thursday, July 30, 2026. The full source-backed report and practical links are available at theitguysfix.com.